Late night emotional jungle writing at 170 BPM in Ableton Live. Beginner composition lesson. All right, let's write a late night emotional jungle idea at 170 BPM. Think misty pads, bittersweet chords, a rolling break that feels alive, warm sub weight, and just a little VHS dust in the air. The goal isn't to finish a perfectly mixed release today. The goal is a real, playable sketch with an intro, a drop, a breakdown, and a second drop. So you're practicing how jungle is actually written, in sections, with motion. Before we touch anything, quick mindset. Pick one emotional anchor and protect it. Decide what carries the feeling. In this lesson, it'll be the pad progression plus a tiny lead motif. That anchor should show up in most sections, even if it's filtered and quiet, so the track feels like one thought instead of a bunch of cool loops stacked together. Step 0. Session setup. Open Ableton Live. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Keep the time signature at 4/4. Now create 4 groups so you can stay organized. Drums, bass, music, and effects or atmos. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That way, when you launch clips or record ideas, everything snaps cleanly on bar lines. Set your grid to 1/16, fixed grid on, just to make editing easy at this tempo. Now go to arrangement view and drop in locators early. Even if you don't fill them perfectly yet, it gives you a map. Put an intro for 16 bars, drop one for 32 bars, a breakdown for 8 to 16 bars, and drop two for another 32 bars. This is huge for beginners because it stops the classic problem. I made an 8-bar loop and now I'm stuck. Also, quick beginner gain staging rule that will save your whole session. Pull track faders down so your master peaks around -10 to -6 dB during the drop. Quiet is good. It keeps your compressors and saturators from getting accidentally cooked, and it makes drum and bass balance way easier. Step 1. Write the emotional chord loop. Late night jungle harmony usually wins by being simple and repeating. Choose a key that naturally leans moody. We'll use F minor. Create a MIDI track called PAD chords. Load wavetable or analog. We want a soft night pad. Start with a sine-ish or gentle wavetable. Low-pass filter, something like an LP24, and bring the cutoff down somewhere around 400 to 1.5K so it sits behind the drums. Set the amp envelope with a soft attack, maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds, and a long release, like 2 to 6 seconds, so it leaves reverb tails and emotional glue. Now add a simple chain, a subtle chorus ensemble for width, hybrid reverb on a hall with maybe 15 to 30% wet if it's inserted. Then EQ8 and high pass the pad around 150 to 250 Hz so you're not stealing room from the bass. Now write a 4-bar loop, one chord per bar. Bar 1, F minor, notes F, Ab, C. Bar 2, Db major, notes Db, F, Ab. Bar 3, Eb major, notes Eb, G, Bb. Bar 4, C minor, notes C, Eb, G. Keep these chords in a comfortable mid-range, roughly C3 to C5. And here's a big emotional trick. Use inversions so the notes move smoothly. If your chords are jumping around wildly, it tends to feel more like a progression exercise. If the voices move gently, it feels like late-night memory. So don't be afraid to rearrange chord notes up or down an octave until it slides from chord to chord. Loop it. Duplicate it later into 8 or 16 bars, but for now, just make sure the 4-bar loop feels like a mood you could live in for a minute. Optional color upgrade. Still beginner-friendly. Don't change the progression. Just add one color tone on one chord. For example, try Db major 7. Just add the C on top. Or make the last chord Cm9 by adding a D. One extra note can make it feel expensive without becoming jazzy chaos. Step 2. Add a simple motif lead. Create a MIDI track called Lead. Load operator. Keep it clean. Either A only sign, or add a little of oscillator B for brightness. Low pass it so it's not harsh, maybe 2 to 6 kHz depending on the sound. Make it plucky, short attack, shortish release, like 150 to 400 milliseconds. Now write a 2-bar call and response motif using F minor notes. Keep it tiny, 2 to 4 notes is enough. A classic melancholy shape is descending, Ab to G to F. Leave space, jungle breathes. If you fill every gap, the drums won't feel like they're rolling, it'll feel crowded. Echo with a dotted eighth or a quarter note, low feedback, and low pass the echo so it trails off like a memory instead of a bright digital repeat. Add a small room reverb, subtle. Your lead should feel like it's in the scene, not standing in front of the speakers. Here's an arrangement trick you can bake in right now. every 4 or 8 bars, add a tiny answer phrase, literally 2 notes at the end of bar 4, that alone makes a loop feel composed. Step 3. Build the jungle drum foundation with a break and reinforcement. Create an audio track called Break. Drop in an Amen-style break or any classic break you like. Right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Put the slices into a drum rack. Now you can play the break like an instrument. This is a big jungle moment. You're not just looping a break, you're writing with it. For a beginner-friendly backbone, make a 1-bar MIDI clip. The easiest start is this. Find your main snare slice. Put it on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your spine. Then find kickish or low thumpy slices and place them around it, like beat 1 and somewhere around the end of 2. Don't overthink the perfect pattern yet. We're aiming for roll and forward motion. Now tighten the break. On the break or its rack, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Be careful with boom. Keep it low if it muddies. Turn transients up a bit for snap. Add EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 60 Hz unless you truly want sub from the break. If it's boxy, do a small cut around 200 to 400. Optional saturator, soft clip-on, 1 to 4 dB drive. Now layer clean one shots for consistency. Create a drum layer rock, with a short punchy kick and a crisp snare. Program it simply. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. You can add a little extra kick if you want, but don't go crazy. The break is your character. The one shots are your stability. Blend them. If the break has vibe, but the snare is inconsistent, turn up the one-shot snare just enough that your ear always knows where 2 and 4 are. That's what makes jungle hit in a club and still feel musical at home. Step 4. Make it roll with hats, ghosts, and swing. Add a hats track. Program closed hats in 1/60 notes, but remove a few hits. That's important. Constant hats can turn it into a sewing machine. Leaving gaps makes it human. Now add ghost notes. Put very quiet snare taps just before the main snare, like a 1/16 before beat 2. Keep them low in velocity. Teacher note, don't randomize everything. Try one micro-timing move that works almost every time. Push a couple ghost snares slightly late by a few milliseconds, but keep the main snares tight. It adds that tired, late night, human feel without turning the groove sloppy. Use groove pool if you want instant swing. Grab something like MPC 16 swing at 55 to 60. And apply lightly. Keep timing and velocity amounts subtle. We want head nod, not drunken wobble. Step 5. Write the rolling bass, sub plus mid. Think of low end like two lanes. Sub is weight, mono, simple, stable. Low mids are character, movement, texture, saturation. If your sub starts doing too much melody at 170, your drop often loses punch. Create a sub MIDI track. Load operator. Sine wave, one voice, add EQ 8 and low pass around 120 to 200 Hz to keep it pure. Optionally a glue compressor for gentle control. Write a bass pattern that follows the chord roots, F, D, B, Eb, C. Use short notes, like eighths or quarters, with gaps, and try to place sub notes in the spaces around the kick, not stacked on top of every drum hit. A great beginner rule, if a bass note starts exactly on beat 2 or 4, it might compete with the snare. Either move it earlier, move it later, or shorten it. Then listen again. Often the snare suddenly feels bigger without you even echoing. Now create a MIDI bass track. Load wave editable, choose a controlled buzzy wave, low pass it around 300 to 800 Hz. Add saturator with soft clip, maybe 2 to 6 dB drive. Add subtle auto filter movement with a very slow LFO. And keep this mostly mono. Use utility, with around 0 to 30%. Bass wide is fun. But emotional jungle usually hits harder when the low end feels centered and calm. Group sub and mid into a bass group. Put EQ 8 on the group and watch the low mids, roughly 200 to 500 Hz. That's where warm can easily become mud. Small cuts, not dramatic scoops. Optional translation trick. Make a quiet speaker layer. Copy the mid-bass MIDI to another track with a simple square or saw. Band limit at roughly 200 Hz to 1.5 kHz, and keep it very quiet. This helps the bass idea read on laptop speakers while your sub stays clean. Step 6. Sidechain so it breathes. On the bass group, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain input and choose your kick layer. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 200 ms. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. We want subtle pulse, not EDM pumping. The goal is simply, kick and snare feel confident, and the bass feels like it's dancing around them. Step 7. Atmosphere for late night texture. Create an Atmos audio track. Add vinyl crackle very low. Add a field recording like rain, room tone, or city night. Then EQ it. High pass 200 to 500 HC so it doesn't cloud the mix. Put hybrid reverb on a big hall, but low wet, like 5 to 15%. Add auto pan very slow, tiny amount, so it drifts. And think like a film scene. You can automate distance. In quieter moments, turn the atmosphere up a bit. Increase reverb sends. In the drop, pull it back so the drums feel closer and more present. Step 8. Arrangement. Turn the loop into a tune. Here's your reliable structure. Intro, 16 bars. Start with atmosphere and pads to set the mood. Bring in a filtered break. Low pass it with auto filter so it feels like it's coming from the next room. In bars 9 to 16, tease the lead motif quietly. You're implying the hook without giving it away fully. This also makes it DJ friendly. Drums and texture first. Then the musical identity opens. Drop 1, 32 bars. Full drums, bass, chords. Bring the lead up. Now the key to not sounding looped. Every 8 bars, change one thing. Not 5 things. One thing. Remove hats for one bar. Add a quick break fill, or do a tiny riser into bar 17 or 25. Jungle storytelling loves intentional one-bar dropouts. Silence is a weapon. Even pulling drums out for the last half bar before a downbeat can make the next hit feel huge. Breakdown, 8 to 16 bars. Remove drums. Let chords breathe. Increase reverb send on the pad, not by drowning the pad insert, but ideally by using a return reverb so it stays controlled. You can add a soft vocalish one-shot or a little chopped phrase, but keep it gentle. This is the breath moment, not a new song. Drop 2, 32 bars. Bring drums back with extra energy, but don't rewrite everything. Pick one upgrade only. Add a ride or extra hat layer, or add a minimal counter melody for bars 9 to 16 only, or keep the same lead notes but swap the sound for a slightly brighter tone. The point is, it's clearly drop 2, not just copy-paste drop 1. If you want a simple planning tool, label each 8-bar block with one word. Thin, hint, full, fuller, empty, return, peak, exit. Then make sure the density follows that story. Common mistakes, quick fixes as you go. If you find yourself adding too many chord changes, stop and simplify. 2 to 4 chords, repeat, and automate texture instead. Filter, reverb send, octave shifts. If the break feels messy or weak, rely more on the one-shot snare and kick. Tighten with drum bus transients, and trim tails. Consider the easy parallel trick. Duplicate the break. One copy high passed for attack, one copy low passed for tone. Blend. If bass fights drums, shorten sub notes, side chain, and high pass your chords higher. This audio version is shortened for playback.